CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. You can find the script of this bulletin on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 23rd of October 2016. Here are the main news headlines. NOV for terahertz bands, 60 metres for Luxembourg, fire at SAQ Grimmington, K1ZZ new IARU secretary. Frequencies above 275 GHz, the so-called terahertz band, are a new area for experimentation and propagation research. Ofcom have generously enabled low-power notice of variation access for full licensees in order to facilitate innovation at the cutting edge of RF technology. The NOV includes a number of conditions related to frequency bands and protection zones around key UK radio astronomy sites for which guidance is available. The NOV application is now available along with several other NOVs at rsgb.org/NOV. Since the 10th of October, the new WRC 15 60-metre band has been released for amateur radio use in Luxembourg. The update to the National Frequency Plan allows the use from 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz on a secondary basis with an effective radiated power of 15 watts. At the time of writing, the Luxembourg LX0HF CW beacon on 5204 kHz was still active. A fire in early October at the SAQ Alexanderson Alternator Longwave Antenna is under investigation by the Grimmington World Heritage Foundation, which owns and manages the station in Grimmington in Sweden. The fire, attributed to arcing, was quickly extinguished. Fortunately, there were no injuries. The foundation said that it could take a while to determine the extent of the damage and then to complete repairs. The fire will keep SAQ off the air for a while and prevent operation on the next scheduled UN day transmission, the 24th of October. Rod Stafford, W6ROD, is retired as IARU secretary after 7 years, and the ARRL board of directors has designated David Sumner, K1ZZ, as his replacement. Dave Sumner has served in this capacity twice before, from 1982 to 1989 and from 1999 to 2009. IARU President Tim Ellum, VE6SH, has appointed Rod Stafford as Emergency Communications Special Advisor, where he will represent the interests of the IARU and the global amateur radio community in the development sector of the ITU. He'll also offer advice and counsel on matters relating to emergency and disaster response communications. It's with great sadness we report the death of Jeff Holland, G3GHS, a long-time QSL sub-manager for the G3E to H group of call signs. In his 90s and unwell for several years, Jeff was always cheerful and helped by his XYL Mavis. He continued in post until his death 2 weeks ago. He'll be missed by many. Members with G3E to H call signs need to be aware that this small series will now be absorbed into other groups as part of the long-term consolidation plan. All cards and envelopes are being transferred. The new groups will shortly become G3A to F and G3G to L. See the RSGB website for details at rsgb.org/QSL. The RSGB Spectrum Forum will hold its annual meeting on Saturday the 29th of October. This key event will be an opportunity to consider reports from its members and review current and emerging issues. These include the potential harmonisation of the 50 MHz band in Region 1, wireless power transmission and plans for forthcoming Region 1 conference. Amateurs are reminded that the Society has a consultation open for topics for the conference. Just search for IARU consultation on the RSGB website. The RSGB Training and Education Committee Schools Link project is expanding and has vacancies for additional team members and also for the team leader. The aim of Schools Link is to find ways of supporting teachers delivering the curriculum by providing additional help and materials for those places where radio examples help illuminate it. The focus is on teachers and supporting the curriculum rather than directly on school students or on getting amateur radio into schools. If you're interested in joining the team, please contact Philip Willis, tec chair, that's tech chair, at rsgb.org.uk, describing those parts of your background that may be relevant, how they fit into the project's needs, and why you think this is something where you would enjoy making a contribution. The VHF handheld transceiver used for amateur radio on the International Space Station program has begun to display an error message and is unusable at this time. It's been in use for more than 16 years, and in that time has connected students worldwide with astronauts on board the International Space Station. While the ARIS technical team evaluates the best path to restore operation from the ISS Columbus module, ARIS contacts will be supported using the Kenwood radio in the Russian service module. During this period, the packet DigiPeters will be unavailable. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today, the 23rd, the Gala Shields Rally takes place at the Volunteer Hall, St John Street, Gala Shields, TD13JX. Opening time 11:15, admission £2.50. There'll be traders to bring and buy and refreshments. Details from Jim, GM3LUN, on 01896 850245, or email mail at, that's mail, at gm7lun.co.uk. As mentioned on previous occasions, the North Wales rally planned for today, the 23rd of October, has had to be cancelled. Lomond Radio Club will be holding a junk sale on the 30th of October in the John Connolly Centre, Renton, West Dumbartonshire. Doors are open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone welcome. We have no details of any full-scale rallies taking place next weekend, the 29th or 30th of October. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now, the DX News compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Keith GM4YXI and Chris GM3WOJ will be active as Victor 6 Zulu from Truk, I'm told it's pronounced, Island in Micronesia. It's spelt CHUUK, IOTA reference OC011 until the 1st of November. Activity will be on SSB and CW with extra emphasis on 160 metres and 80, and they are looking especially for UK stations. Direct QSL should be sent to Steve N3SL. Visit www.v6z2016.com. That's v6z2016.com. For more details, propagation charts, latest news and info. A multinational team will be active as 3 Whiskey 2 radio from the Mekong Delta in Vietnam until the 28th of October. Activity 160 to 10 metres, QSL EB7DX. Daniel DL5YWM will be on the air as OA4 stroke call sign and possibly as OA8 stroke call sign from Peru until the 5th of November. QSL home call. ES2RR, OH2BH and OH2PM will be on the air as OJ0B from the 23rd to the 31st of October from Market Reef EU053. Activity will be on the low HF bands using RITI QSL OH2BH. John KK9A will be active as P40A from the 25th to the 31st of October. Activity 160 to 10 metres using CW and SSB, QSL WD9DZV. Francois F6AJL is on the air as TY5AA from Paracou City until the 13th of November. Activity is on 8 to 10 metres QSL home call. Special event news: members of the radio club Admira in Romania are on the air with the special call signs YR95HMK, YP95HMK until the 15th of November, marking the 95th birthday of King Michael, or Mikhail. Activity is on the 160 to 10 metres using CWSSB and RITI, QSL 2 YO2KBQ. Contest news: the EKEICCDX contest sends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 23rd, using CW and SSB 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. RST serial number and district code form the exchange. On Tuesday, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using the 2.3 to 10 GHz band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EICC takes place on 80 metres between 2000 and 2100 UTC. It's CW only, the exchange's your four-character locator, for example, IO93. On Thursday, the 80-metre club sprint contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC. SSB only, the exchange's serial number and name. Next weekend, one of the big contests, the CQ Worldwide EXSSB, running from 0000 UTC on the 29th to 2359 UTC on the 30th. It's SSB only on 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and zone, which for the UK is 14. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYHE3YLHE4BAO. Last week the solar flux index fell back to the high 70s. Geomagnetic conditions were unsettled over the weekend, but improved as the week went on. We're well and truly into the autumn HF season now, which is reflected in higher daytime maximum usable frequencies and lower nighttime ones. However, we continue to be dogged by unsettled geomagnetic conditions at times, which have impacted MUFs and generally created poor HF conditions. When conditions have become more settled, there have been band openings up to 12 metres. As this is being written, sunspot 2602 is heading towards the solar rim, and there's nothing to replace it. As a result, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the range of 70 to 75 next week, and HF conditions are likely to be hampered by high K indices from the 22nd onwards. We may even see the K index hit 6 early in the week due to recurrent coronal hole activity, and it could remain high until at least Wednesday. Apart from the possible auroral openings, there might be a pre-ionospheric storm event enhancement this week, although these are very hard to predict. The last storm resulted in a good 10-metre opening to the Middle East and South America, so keep an eye on the higher HF bands this weekend. VHF and up now, it's a mixed week with unstable air still producing showers near the east coast at first, with some scope for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. Around midweek, a more changeable westerly flow will bring windier weather across the north of Britain, so we need to be looking to the south for a high to develop over Brittany and bring a chance of some troppo later in the week, which may then extend into parts of northern Britain later. Now this high is placed such that it may not be a great provider, but the peak time should be overnight and early mornings, especially in regions where fog and mist has formed. The Orionids meteor shower is now over, so it's back to early morning random meteor QSOs on the lower VHF bands, but there are still quite long daytime moon windows for EME operation, but moon declination goes negative on Thursday and losses are approaching their highest at the end of the week. And that's it from the propagation team and from me until next week.